Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
What is up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of PWO. We got a good show planned for you guys here today. I'm joined alongside the usual crew. We got Luke, we got Chandler, and we're back. It's been a minute since we've done our last WWE pod. A lot's happened, and we're going to be talking all things Royal Rumble. Logan Paul really impressed everybody. I mean, just amazing spots, everything. And then the beautiful storytelling at the end with Sami Zayn and Roman Reigns. We're going to talk about all of it. And then, of course, we're going to throw in our predictions about the Elimination Chamber and also talk about our very special Discord that we have that will let you watch WWE pay-per-views for free. We had over 200 people join our Discord, and it was a great time. It was a great time. We met a lot of new people, and yeah, we will tell you guys how to do that. All you have to do is listen to this pod. Make sure you follow us at PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram, and Pointless Sports Opinions on everything else. Blean, send us on the way.
You're started.
Roman Coke ready for this one.
All right. Nice.
Had to warm up the chops, you know what I'm saying?
I'm heading over to...
Can you hear her dropping shit?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
What is up, everybody? And we are back. Welcome to another edition. PSO's very own wrestling podcast, PWO, Pointless Wrestling Opinions. I'm the big dog, Chasey J, joined alongside my boys as usual. We got the big man, LB1515. Luke, how the hell are you doing?
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo.
And then, of course, we got the Chandy man. We got the one and only Chandler London. Chandler, how you been?
I've been doing good, man. Excited to do another pod. It's been so long.
I was just about to say that. I think I forgot how to do, like, intros and shit, because we haven't done it in over a month.
When was the last November? Human being already,
I think it was beginning of
Survivor
December,
Series.
Right? Oh, no, you're right. It was November, wasn't it?
Yeah, I forgot there wasn't going to be a December pay-per-view last year, so it was a long space in between.
Nobody wanted December to Dismember coming back or anything?
Right.
There's no...
It would have been nice.
There was no push for that?
Nothing to
play. They had day
DLC.
One. Day one last year.
But let me tell you, I got a lot of blue balls. I was waiting for WWE pay-per-views, but guess what? It all got released last weekend. I apologize for my dog in the back. You will hear that throughout the pod. But it was great. We had the Royal Rumble last weekend. I thought overall, pretty damn good pay-per-view, honestly. We had also, on top of it, let me plug this first off. We had a great crew sitting in our Discord. We had over 200 people sitting watching three streams, two of which were running perfectly. One of the other, the other one was on my porn bot, I like to call it, my old ass computer. But thank you everybody that got to watch the stream for free in our Discord. And also, I mean, we've been talking almost every day in there, so it's pretty good. It's nice.
Don't,
and, yeah.
Don't discredit porn bot. She ran.
She did.
People were watching.
Once it got over like 10 people in there, though, she was struggling a little bit. She didn't, you know, she was definitely fucking red hot afterwards. But, yeah, it was a good pay-per-view overall. Luke, you want to just jump right into this shit?
Oh, you want me to run it?
Oh, yeah, you got to run it. You know, it's been too damn long for the big dog. You got to run it.
Since I wrote it. I got to run it.
You know
what?
You know what? I'll run it since you usually do. You do AEW. I'll do WWE. How about that?
That's fine, big dog.
I mean, the beginning, obviously, Luke, this is the most important thing you can put in there. Pat McAfee came out and was one of the announcers during the Royal Rumble. I was so freaking pumped to see Pat back. How do you guys think Pat did?
It was like he never left. I was excited. I wasn't expecting that at all. I was really excited to see he came back.
Yeah, I thought we were starting the Rumble right off, and they play his music. And Michael Cole, they didn't even know either. So Michael Cole's reaction to it was literally like, what you got was what it was.
Yeah, it was like a genuine reaction to it, which any time in WWE when it's like an actual reaction, it's usually freaking amazing. And Michael Cole, you can just tell, like,
he loves working with him.
Yeah, well, it was one of you said it in one of our pods. It might have been Chandler, it might have been Luke, but somebody said like Pat McAfee just boosts Michael Cole like five levels. Like it kind of really feels like, no offense to Michael Cole, but I never put him on the same pedestal as like we got Jim Ross, Tenney or whatever, the guy from TNA. That guy was amazing. Like you don't put him on Mike Tenney. Yeah, who am I thinking of? Jesus Christ. But you don't really put him on that pedestal of talented, you know, play-by-play guys in WWE. But, I mean, when Pat McAfee's out there, Michael Cole is about as good as you can freaking get. They vibe off each other, and I love it. That was nice. That was nice. We had the Men's Royal Rumble start out this event before we even get into it. How do you guys think about the Men's Royal Rumble opening the show now that it's over, I guess? Because when it first happened, we're kind of like, what? But afterwards, I kind of see why. But, yeah, what did you guys think?
I mean, that's the right spot to slot it. There's nowhere else you really can. I mean, unless you want to switch it with the women's, but that's about it for me.
Yeah,
event's called Royal Rumble, though, and it's always the main event, usually.
Well, this main event's different.
I feel like just because like how big they've built Roman Reigns up the last 2 years, I feel like there was no other spot other than the main event for him and KO to go. I mean, the only place you could put it is swap it with the Women's Rumble because you're going to have those two one-on-one matches in the middle.
Yeah, I was just trying to get a talking head point because I agree with it. I thought it was a great spot, especially like since there really wasn't that many big surprises like compared to what we were rumored to. I 100% went in that pay-per-view thinking John Cena and The Rock, at least, were going to come out.
Well, The Rock was the biggest, yeah. Everybody thought that.
And Cena, I thought that was just, like, happening, you know. But I guess I was wrong. Gunther and Sheamus started out the Rumble 1 and 2. Gunther, I think, low-key was... I'll get to that at the end. Rey Mysterio came out. What number was that? Was that 17 he was supposed to come out?
Or 16? Around then.
Somewhere in the middle.
He was supposed to come out, and he never did. I saw a rumor. I don't know if it was true or not, but that Ray hurt him, like got hurt on the Friday night before, like actually hurt.
Yeah, I think
he
got injured in his match with Karrion Kross or something.
Yeah, so they used it as like a way to push Dominic. But yeah, that was interesting. Our boy Scott thought that Ray was gonna win the whole thing.
You know, I didn't even think about that. Push Dominic like that.
Yeah,
really. That's a good idea or a good way to push Dominic, beat up his dad. You know, come out with the mask instead of maybe like throwing out a different guy. But I don't know. There's two ways to look at it, I guess. Really, it's a wasted spot in general, or you could look at it that way.
Yeah, I thought it would have made more sense if they just like had Dom wasn't even supposed to be in the Rumble, and then he just beats up his dad and takes Ray's place.
Yeah, like Baron Corbin a couple years ago.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they didn't go with that. You know, like that honestly seems like the smart way to go about it, but I mean,
yeah, it was just weird.
Cause yeah, especially usually when somebody gets hurt, it's like a Nia Jax coming in or like Lesnar taking somebody's spot or, you know, the usual. But I mean, it just kind of felt like, I don't know, that part was kind of flat to me. But yeah, we did see some returns. Booker T came out. That was, I guess, the only like real legend return, we could say.
Yeah.
I mean, Edge is kind of
not active.
Yeah, like Edge is an active wrestler, so I don't really consider that. But like Booker T came out. Damn, he looked slow, but he came out. He came out. He still hit the spinneroonie, and he got a good pop. I don't know. I think I might have sent it to you, Luke. But there's a podcast that Booker T was on or something, and after the Rumble, and they were talking to him. And they're like, "I can't. I'm sorry if I'm not crediting the podcast. I don't remember what it was. But you guys do a great job." But Booker T was like, "He's like people that say that I like got jobbed or I got screwed in the Rumble." He's like, all I got to say is, like, you guys are idiots because that's, like, my job is to go out there and do that.
Yeah.
To take the job. And he's like, and out of anybody that deserved it, he said Gunther did. Which that, I, ooh, man. That gave
didn't he eliminate him?
Yeah, Gunther's the one that threw him out. So
Yeah,
and that's also shows you how
He said something like, why would he take away his spot when he can give him the spotlight? You know, something like that.
Booker,
I remember sending me that.
You know, Booker's a six-time World Heavyweight Champion, you know, so like, why the hell would he need a big Royal Rumble spot? He's good, you know. His big Royal Rumble spot is just going out there and, you know,
getting the crowd going.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, doing a job or doing a work for another wrestler. That's what Cena did his last year in the ring. You know, that's what Shawn did his last 5 years in the ring. You know, those are what good wrestlers do. So yeah, that was pretty cool. Edge came back as well. That's gonna be good. I like that. Logan Paul, the torn ACL and MCL, right?
Something like that. 3 months.
And yeah, 3 months.
And it was actually, supposedly the doctor said it was better than what they thought.
Oh my God. We'll get to Logan Paul here in a little bit. And then of course, Cody Rhodes coming out at the end. Before we get into the end, the Logan Paul and Ricochet spot, I want to specifically talk about because it deserves its own shine. What do we think about Logan Paul now? Do we think what's the idea, like the ideal goal for Logan Paul in the WWE? What should we like expect him to be? Because at the Royal Rumble, I might be overrating him.
I don't know. Because I just feel like he's just going to be like one of those like special attraction kind of guys, which I'm fine with because like he's a hell of an athlete. Like I'm watching every time he's out there just because you know who he is prior, if you do. And then just like it's not just the spots either. Like that spot was great, but he just does a lot of good work in the ring. He appreciates and respects it. He trains for it and everything. But I'd want to see him more often, but I don't know. Like I still like everything I've watched of him thus far, though.
Nope.
That's my boy. I ride or die. Whatever he does, I 100% support. But no, he is like taking this 100% serious. And I think, like Chandler said it best, he's an attraction. Kind of like Brock Lesnar these past couple of years. Just an attraction.
Brock held the belt, though.
Yeah, but you know what I mean, though. He's kind of like that name that people go and see.
You don't see it as maybe becoming like a Miz type thing?
He's so early on, like they could put the belt on him, no problem. I mean, like, and people say they wouldn't people say they wouldn't watch. I guarantee there'd be a lot of people watching just to hate on this guy. That's still 100%. Bringing eyes.
And that's literally what Cody Rhodes said in Impulsive Podcast. If you're getting booed, you're bringing, like, you. It's a crowd reaction. It's what they go out for.
True. And I mean, he got into the final four too, as well, which is absolutely incredible. I think I said it while we were streaming, but I was like, when Theory came out, I'm like, oh, Theory's going to be in the top three or four. Like that's what's going to happen. But it turns out that Logan Paul took the Theory spot. It feels like the push that Theory was going to get, Logan Paul took that. And honestly, I couldn't even argue with it. Like, what Logan Paul did with Ricochet was absolutely incredible. That has to be one of the best spots in Royal Rumble history.
The springboards across from rope to rope in the middle,
and they hit perfectly. Like the
timing. It looked great. Like that. Like I watched that, and in my head, I was like, how do you both time springboarding onto the ropes at the same time and then just meeting perfectly in the middle? Like it was just perfect.
Insane.
It was a perfect collision.
Logan Paul he threw Seth out.
Yeah.
Cody then, he got rid of Logan. Oh, did I say the final four? It was Logan Paul, Cody Rhodes, Seth, and Gunther. Logan threw Seth out, Cody threw Logan out, and then we had just an epic clash. I think one of the best final
a match
two.
Coming up.
Well, it felt like a match. It was like, 10 minutes long? 15 minutes long?
I would say
so. Shit, that's longer than Triple H Scott Steiner in 2003's Royal Rumble match. Like, literally, like, that's insane.
I love when Rumbles end that way, just, like, actually give us a good, exciting conclusion
one-on-one
between two guys. Like, the last time that happened was, like, I feel like it was either, like, it was Sheamus and Jericho in 2012, or, like, the one that it made me think of was Shawn and Undertaker in 07 at the end of the Rumble. They had, like, a full-on match. Like, it was just, Gunther and Cody was, it was awesome.
And Gunther came in at one, or two, right?
I think he
or
was
no,
one.
Came in
I think
at
he
one.
Was one, and
he
Sheamus
did, yeah.
was two.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, Gunther came out at one. He was in the ring for over, what was it, hour 10, I think I saw?
Yeah,
something
11.
Like that. Oh, my God. Like, an insane amount of time. Oh, yeah, you put it in here. Hour and 11 minutes. Cody got the win. I thought the ending, if you had any problems with this Royal Rumble, some people in our chat were saying it might have been one of the worst Royal Rumbles they've ever seen. Stuff like that. If you had any problem with this Royal Rumble, the last 10 minutes alone should put it above, not even close to near the bottom. Like, that ending made me happy. I'll give that probably about 3.5 out of 5 stars. That's how I felt about that this year's Rumble.
I didn't know who was going to win it when they're on the apron.
Yeah.
I really thought Gunther could win this thing. It was
that's
that close.
That's also the only problem, too, is, like, we kind of knew Cody was going to win.
Yeah, that was my only problem with the Rumble is that they were doing they were just doing the vignettes for weeks and weeks. Like, if they wouldn't have announced him coming back, I think it would have been way more hyped up.
Yeah.
But everybody knew he was coming.
People were like, why are you announcing that he's coming back if you're going to have him win it? And I'm like, honestly, that makes a lot of sense. You can add the Cena type thing, even though everybody knows he's coming back. It's like, who gives a shit? He's coming out, put him at 30, he'll get a big pop. Because still, like, especially if at that point we hadn't seen The Rock, we hadn't seen Cena, so all the people that we expect to go and expect to be there aren't there, so it's kind of like, oh, shit. And then Cody comes out at 30 would be, I think you'd get a pretty big pop from it.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do I know?
I want to also shout out to Kofi, botching back-to-back years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Rumble.
I literally had to go do something for a minute, and I came back, and I was so sad I missed that botch.
I didn't even see it. I just looked up,
yeah.
And he was laying on top of that chair outside the ring. And I was like, oh, I guess
well,
they're
actually,
the boss.
Well, no. He actually got hurt, though, didn't he?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
From that? I don't know. I thought I heard something.
I just know it's back-to-back years. He's going to try again, though. Keep trying.
I don't know. We're getting to Sabu territory where it's just like, I don't want you to even do it anymore.
I will say the biggest surprise of this Rumble for me, though, was Lashley coming out cleaning house and how fast he eliminated Brock. I wasn't expecting him to go that route.
Yeah. That's
I thought they were
going
to have them last a little bit longer in the Rumble, but have, like, Lesnar eliminate him or something to piss Lashley off. But, like, Lashley just clean house, got Brock out within a minute. It was ridiculous.
I'm surprised. Like, what do you think they're – that's going to be the Mania match, right? It's going to be Bobby. That's a smart way to keep Brock involved and, like, having a prominent storyline. But he doesn't have to be in the title picture. This is where I love Brock Lesnar. It's like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
He's not fighting for the belt, but he's got a big opponent. You know, it's not
Goldberg. It's going to be fun getting there.
And it's, I mean, Bobby's a great worker, too. It's not like he's going up against Goldberg where it's like, oh, my God, we got two fucking behemoths that one of them doesn't even know how to wrestle Goldberg. But no, Bobby's a good wrestler, so I think it'll be. What, you like that jab at Goldberg?
I do.
Fuck Goldberg. I'll say that live. Except if Goldberg wants to be on this podcast, I'll have
and change it up quick.
I would change
up
in a damn heartbeat because also Goldberg could very well kick my ass. But in the ring, oh, Jesus Christ. I'd rather watch soap opera than that. But I thought it was a good Rumble. What do you guys think for the men?
I liked it. I give it like probably like a. I'd probably say like a 3 out of 5. I liked it.
I thought it was good too. I'd say 3.5.
Yeah, that's probably weird. I almost hit 4, but I was like, it was predictable. That's the only damn thing that I didn't like about it. Oh my god, we got this. I forgot about this up until now.
Yeah.
The Mountain Dew Pitch Black match. Is there... Name another match that's named after an advertisement. Anybody? We don't have
There's definitely had to have been, like, matches that were heavily advertised from, like, the sponsorship back in the past, but not the whole match name.
The whole damn match was...
It was literally just promoting it. That's what this whole thing was.
And honestly, this whole pay-per-view had a lot of, like, ad drops, and I did not fucking like any of them.
They were doing it in the middle of the Women's Rumble entrance.
Yeah! It's like, come on, get the fuck... But yeah, we had the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match, which, I mean... If you were slightly stoned, I'm sure it was probably a good time to watch it. It was very bright. Looked like a rave. LA Knight, Bray Wyatt. Honestly, they've been having this, like, low-key kind of cool feud that I was all about. Like, I was enjoying it. The promos were good.
It was
good,
a good build-up.
Yeah.
What it should have been.
Man, but
very
yeah,
shitty delivery.
It was a glorified glow-in-the-dark match. It was like if you were at... What were those... dances we used to have at school, the black light bash, baby. You know, it's like where you wear the tie-dye and then they throw the colors on you. It just kind of seemed really stupid, in my opinion. Bray Wyatt won. We saw all the characters come to life for the Uncle Howdy. But yeah, I hated this match. I hated it all together. I thought it was just one giant ad, in my opinion.
I think, like you said, it was pretty quick. It was squash on LA Knight.
Yeah, LA Knight just took a bunch of bumps.
He got like maybe two hits in on Bray or something, and the rest was a squash. The only part I even liked of it was the cool face paint that Bray had going on and then the mask at the end. Like, I thought the visuals were really neat, but the match itself just fell hard.
Yeah, it was weird because, like, there was that table spot, and they had, like, the orbs or whatever, the confetti, whatever it was, like, set up on the table.
Oh, yeah.
At first
it was weird because they were ripping the monitors out, and I thought it was, like, sparking or something. I was like, wait, no, it's freaking confetti. What's going on?
And it was like the little beads. It looked like, I don't even know, like those things that little kids swallow and you're supposed to take them to the hospital.
Orbeez?
It just didn't feel like, I don't know, like, it was...
The best way to put it is literally Cosmic Bowl.
Perfect. Like, that's
Cosmic Bowl.
To a T. And also the main problem too is, like, after the match is done, the ring sit or like the remains and the debris everywhere, and you just see that there's a bunch of these little, like, lime green balls all over the fucking... Did you see that? They're like just laying all over. They were laying all over the table and on the floor and shit. And it's like, oh wait, so you're telling me the ring, like, it has no premise other than they just put a bunch of these little Orbeez into the fucking...
To glow it up, baby. Yeah.
Oh, my God. But you couldn't at least clean them out after the match?
It was just... It's sad because that match, the buildup was so good. Just, like, how Uncle Howdy got introduced, how, like, LA Knight was getting just attacked by Bray Wyatt. And it was just so good. And then we get to that, and it's...
Well, I thought they were just going to implement, like, a new match type, but, like, keep the name off the soda. That's fine. But I thought they were going to, like, introduce weapons and stuff, just make it, like, a lights-out type of match. And I was just like, no, it was literally just neon lights and stuff and just, like...
Well, the kendo stick was looking like a lightsaber, they were saying online.
Yeah. It was just, like... It was just to, like... I don't know.
It was just for Mountain Dew.
This match would have been great on an episode of Superstars. Like, that's a match, like, the WWE Superstars event that they play on Saturdays that nobody watches. You know what I'm saying? Like, the new school velocity type shit. It's like, all right, make that match the main event. And, yeah, it was short. What was it, under 10 minutes, it felt like?
Yeah, probably. It had to have been.
Yeah.
And we got more into the Uncle Howdy character. But by the end of the match, I think Bray Wyatt and, I mean, honestly, sorry, but LA Knight, I know you love him, Luke, but... I think both of them lost so much value, and I don't give a shit about the Bray Wyatt, Uncle Howdy stuff anymore.
I don't either.
LA Knight, if you're getting buried like that by Bray Wyatt, I would be surprised to see him go up at all from here.
I think he will, but I'm curious where they take this next, if they keep continuing it or if they split and go different routes.
Yeah,
they gotta
put them both in different rivalries. I like that they made – I feel like they finally, after the, like, the post-match attack and all that stuff, they finally progressed the story a little bit, but other than that, I'm just over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
and Uncle Howdy missed the jump too. If you didn't
yeah.
see,
yeah, yeah,
he went a little too far.
Uncle
over.
Howdy got a little too excited.
He yeah, was, he didn't even land beside him. He just like over jumped it.
You know,
yeah.
I'm guessing that Uncle Howdy's Eddie Guerrero because goddamn, he had a good leap on that. Did you see how far he jumped off the top of that?
He
shit?
Did.
Oh my god! But yeah, that's a good old half a star out of five match, in my opinion.
I would agree.
That was poopfecta. Nice beer match. Speaking of beer match, Jesus, we had a Bianca Belair versus Alexa Bliss. Oh my god!
Name me one thing that happened this match. One thing.
Alexa wrestles very slow and not what she used to. That's all I got out of this match.
I remember you saying that she ain't as what she used to be.
It's really depressing because Alexa was one of my favorite wrestlers, and then you had the concussions and the injuries that happened to her.
Yeah.
And she kind of sat out for a little bit. And she's kind of struggled to get back into, like, she never was, like, an amazing wrestler. She's never a Bianca or a Charlotte. But she would have fit perfectly with, like, the Trish and Lita. Like, she could have held her own in that. But now it feels like she's dropping. Like, she's dropping into the, like, I'm trying to find
I think
a
they're
comparison.
Just trying to, Liv Morgan?
Yeah, that's a, I, honestly,
is that the best way?
Maybe a little lower, just because Liv's got a lot of fan support. And I feel like people don't give a shit about Alexa anymore.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then on top of it, we had the Uncle Howdy stuff going on with Alexa still, which that just feels like we don't have anything for Alexa. Let's try to make it interesting.
Bring her back into the character, yeah.
But, man, this was rough to watch. What'd you guys think?
I don't remember it at all. I couldn't tell you. And didn't it end because she, like, Bianca whipped her with her hair or something? Is that what happened? Because I was not watching.
Yeah, something dumb.
That's
like
a good
that.
Guess, Chandler, because I must have been heard... too high because I don't remember one thing in the match.
thought
one
I heard...
thing. I'm sorry.
No, I don't. I didn't either. I looked away and saw Bianca walking away from the ring, and I think I heard Michael Cole say something about the hair, and I just assumed, but I don't. And then Alexa's crouched in the ring, seeing the screen with Uncle Howdy and like the Bray Wyatt logo and all that stuff. That is the same exact thing they did on the Monday prior. They did nothing to move
nothing
her character
new.
Forward. Nothing. It was literally what we saw on Raw. I was like, you did nothing here. Nothing new. Oh, you could have even had Uncle Howdy like appear in the ring and like put his hand out for her or something.
Yeah.
Like you did nothing new.
Yeah.
Nothing new with that.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of right before Bray Wyatt left and they were doing that like thing to Alexa again. And then like he left and they were kind of like, all right.
How do we end
scrap
it?
Scrap it. Right. Yeah, scrap
yeah.
it.
It's like now she's stuck alone, which this isn't even her character. Or I mean, like this isn't her story. The guy who's front and center is gone.
You know what's sad though about this match? I guarantee like the Twitter world, and I'm coming with the shot here. I'll take the bullet. Like they're probably saying this is one of her best matches too.
Oh yeah, by far.
And I couldn't tell you a damn thing on what happened in this match.
In
so
2 years, 2 years, we're gonna hear about some dude's gonna make a tweet and it's gonna get like 30,000 likes. It's gonna be like, wow, you guys are talking about Rock versus Austin. What about Bianca versus Alexa?
And I'm not shooting at Bianca either. She's a great wrestler, great champion.
Bianca and Charlotte are cream of the crop.
Tell me one thing that happened, because there's nothing.
Like, it was just, I don't know if it was time restraints or what, like, what was going on, but it was something bad.
I can't even tell you how long it was.
I had to be that guy, too, but, like, the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match at least has spots. Like,
yeah, I was gonna say it barely has a leg up on the Raw Women's Title match. Barely.
But yeah, Bianca won. Thank God. Hopefully, this is the last we see of the Bianca versus Alexa rivalry. Maybe Alexa can switch into like a manager role for Bray Wyatt if she goes back into the.
I think she's going to that character.
Yeah. If she does, then that's perfect. You can rock with Bray. Like, I think she needs something like that because she can't do it by herself anymore. She just can't.
No. And she was good at it, but yeah, like you said, it's...
She used to put on, like, her and Nia Jax surprisingly have really good matches together. Like, what was it, WrestleMania when they fought each other? That match wasn't that bad.
I don't even, like, think she's that good in the ring. I watch her mostly for, like, talking and stuff, but, like, she's nowhere near the worst. It's just, like, but I agree with you on, like, the whole, it feels like she's kind of just falling off.
Maybe she
it's
needs
weird.
A character change, you know?
Something, yeah, like, it's...
And don't go back to that. Don't go back
to
that trap.
Guys, What the hell is her character? Is it just the girl that's getting followed by Bray Wyatt now? Because I don't know, like...
Trying to get recruited, maybe? I don't know.
Jesus. I don't know. She deserves better. Hopefully Bianca can get a new rivalry with somebody else, but... Yeah. Women's Royal Rumble. Let's talk about this. We had Rhea and Liv come out at 1 and 2. We had Miss Underrated Rhea going up against Miss Overrated Liv to start out the Rumble. We had a good crop NXT women coming out that I never heard of.
Right, Chandler? Champion NXT Women's Champion? She came out?
Oh, yeah. She came out at some point. Roxanne Perez, I think.
And there was a couple other.
And Roxanne, she was a really tall one, ain't she?
No, she was really short.
Tall one. Who am I thinking of? That everybody thought was going to win.
Raquel?
Raquel. Yeah,
probably.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah,
it's Raquel. I'd never seen a match from her. I'm going to be completely honest. But she came out, and I was like, she wins it. I'm going to get like a Sheamus win in the Rumble type vibe. Like, you know, early push, I'm all for it.
She had last month or 2 months ago, she fought Ronda for the title.
Yeah.
She did? Holy shit.
Well, people love her. Like, I think
it was on SmackDown,
enough.
Though. It was like on SmackDown. I don't know if it was pay-per-view. But she did fight for the title.
She deserves it. I loved it. Michelle McCool, she came back. She jumped off out of the barricade
with her daughters.
Yeah, with her kids. That was
pretty hyped for that.
Michelle did well, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw some people were like, what the hell? She's using the Styles Clash. I'm like, are you kidding me? She was using that back in like 08.
Yeah, that ain't the Styles Clash.
I mean, like, Styles was using it, too, but he was over in TNA and stuff. Yeah. But, like, she didn't. Like, she's been using that since 2007, 8.
That was cool. It was good to see her back. And, yeah, she did very, very well. Yeah, I'm going to keep doing shots at Alexa. She looked better than Alexa in the ring. Piper Nevin came back. Doudrop.
Yeah.
That was good to see.
Yeah, they gave her actual name back.
That's good. Chelsea Green, she lasted longer than me in bed.
1 second?
Yeah, just about. And then Nia Jax, which Nia Jax, apparently this was a one-off. She's not signed. This is like a Carlito type thing. She's not signed to WWE. This was a one-off thing. And I think after the reaction that she got, I think it was perfect. Because everybody was like kind of like, oh, this is kind of cool. But at the same time, everybody wanted her ass eliminated.
Well, it's funny because her music played before it even dropped 30 in the countdown.
Yeah.
So
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Knowing if it is a one-off, knowing that now, it makes me a lot more happy. I accept the reaction now. I'm more happy about it because I just did not want her back.
I didn't either. And I think, I mean, I know it's the part of the show, but I think you could see a lot of girls whenever she came out too, they weren't too happy about it. I think it's just like, this girl, she's always stiff in the ring. She's hurting. She's hurt so many people in the ring. But, yeah, they had a cool little spot with her. And, I mean, it had a pretty good pop, too, whenever she came over. So, good on WWE for bringing her back, honestly. Set up for a cool little spot at the Rumble.
I thought the whole thing was, I mean, like, people were getting sick of the NXT women. A lot of them I haven't watched a lot of. Like, Roxanne, I haven't watched anything from, like, Indian stuff. I saw her stuff with, like, Gargano and his wife and, oh my God, Dexter Lumis, that's who it is. But other than that, I didn't watch a lot of them, but I thought they all got their chance to shine, looked really good.
I think I think they also slid the NXT women up because they don't have talent.
They have the roster's way smaller than the men's, so they had room for more surprises.
Yeah. And then also, Chase announced Dark Asuka, or whatever that character is, Asuka, came out in the Rumble too, which everybody was excited about.
Which character?
Dark Asuka, whatever the fuck that
is. Oh, is it a different,
I don't remember
what it is. Type shit? I didn't know that was a different, like,
I don't remember what it is. I think in, like, Japan or something, she used, like, the face paint and stuff. It was called, like, Kana or something like that.
Yeah, people loved it.
I'm excited for a character change for
her. She's still rocking it right now, so we'll see where that goes.
Asuka's amazing. She could be any damn character out there, and she puts in good work. The final four was Rhea, Nikki Cross, Asuka, and Liv Morgan. Damn, I got really scared for a second that Liv was going to win it. I really, really thought for 1 second that Liv was going to win it. Thank God that she didn't. Sorry, I mean, I like Liv Morgan a lot. I think she has a bright future for sure. But right now, I think she's getting pushed a little too hard. Her championship run was about as good as Kofi's. So, but it, Damn. Rhea also, earlier in this match, I don't know who it was, somebody kicked her in the face, and she was bleeding out her nose pretty bad.
I think it was at the beginning.
Yeah, it was early on.
Yeah. She popped her knee out of place earlier in the match, too, and popped it back in.
Oh, my God. I believe that, too. Rhea's a tough cookie. And she, there's this scene, like, this spot where she, I think, who'd she eliminate? It might have been Nia Jax, I'm not sure. But she wipes her nose, and then wipes it all over her face. And there's just this spot where she's laughing, and there's blood all over her face. I was like, she's just so fucking good, and she's set up perfectly for being one of the, like, next top women in the company, for sure.
That's NXT.
Sure. Yeah.
Credit to NXT there.
Good on Triple H. And she deserves
Shawn,
the push.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she deserves that push, too. I thought the Women's Royal Rumble overall was pretty damn good. Another predictable one, because this is one of the few Rumbles that I feel like, I mean, there's always favorites in the Rumble, but this year it really felt like it was Rhea and Cody, and that's exactly who won. I don't know. Am I just being too critical?
It did feel too predictable. It's just like, I'm happy with the winners. I'm perfectly fine with both of them, but it was very predictable because you just don't have – all the other women had nothing, either nothing going on, like being brought up big, or they had something going on. Like, you knew Becky or Bayley weren't going to win it. They're too, like, intertwined in their storyline. There was all the NXT women, like, just everybody else, all the one-offs and everything. It's like, who else have they, like, positioned to take this win other than Rhea?
True. And, man, so what do we think? Cody and Rhea, are they both going to...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Gonna win at the Rumble?
Mania,
at the Rumble. At Mania?
I think Rhea will, or else this whole going back, running it back with Charlotte's going to be a mistake. Like, if she loses this to, like, not get revenge for, like, Mania 36, I think they did the NXT Women's title that year and Charlotte won. But if Rhea doesn't win this one... I think Rhea will. Cody, I'm on, like, the fence about that one. I'm really excited to see that match because you really don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah. Honestly, right now, I see Cody's match being WrestleMania 30 with Daniel Bryan and Batista and Orton with Sami Zayn slotted in.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are kind of hitting at.
I'm afraid of that because I just want to see Cody versus Roman. I don't want to see Sami Zayn in it. I really don't. He's doing good right now, but just do that match separate.
He's got – I feel like their hands are kind of they're tied, though. This is literally it's very similar to the Daniel Bryan thing where it's like, Sami Zayn, that pop. I posted it on TikTok twice. It's done horrible both times. But that pop was one of the biggest I think I've ever heard in Royal Rumble history was Sami's pop. We'll talk about it later on in the pod, obviously. But, I feel like I'm with you guys, though. I want to see Cody versus Roman. Because I don't think it's like that. Batista, Orton, and Bryan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Batista and Orton both had these significantly long, like, championship runs that were distinguished by that time. And it was kind of like, oh, we're tired of seeing this. We've never seen Cody versus Roman yet.
Yeah.
And Cody's never won the damn belt. Why are we comparing Sami to Daniel Bryan? Why are we comparing Cody? Cody fucking, he worked his ass off. He tore his pec. And put on a 5-star show. Why are you going to throw Sami Zayn in the middle of it?
And they only want to because of, like, when we get to that, what happened at the very end, like, they only want to do that because of the massive pop, albeit it was, like, the loudest pop. I don't know. I can't name one in recent memory. It was insane.
I said Edge a couple years ago coming back.
Back whenever, whenever
that's
he came back, that was huge. Yeah,
it was big. I mean,
Cena's was huge.
It was just, they only want to change the matchup now, probably, just because of, like, that night. It's just like, just give him a match at Elimination Chamber and then move him and KO against the Usos or something. Like, he's not, I don't think him versus Roman is it. Cody versus Roman is the bigger story here. Like, just have Sammy just go against the Bloodline higher up on the card or something. Like, I just don't, it's going to be a Kofi situation, I swear. Like, if he somehow gets put in there and gets the belt somehow, like, gets the belt, like, it's just going to, I think it's going to fall off.
Yeah. Here's my idea for it. Should I save it for the end?
I have WrestleMania matches in there.
We'll save it.
You can save it.
Next match. This is a match we've been leading up to. I understand now why it was the main event. At first, I'm like, why the hell are you making this the main event when you got the Royal Rumble? But Roman Reigns with Sami Zayn and the Bloodline versus Kevin Owens. A good match. Great match overall. There did feel like multiple times where I thought Kevin Owens was actually going to win the damn thing. Like, and I think that's what WWE's been doing best with this Roman Reigns run. It's like with the Triple H Reign of Terror, you always felt like when he lost the belt, he was going to get it back up until Batista, you know? Like, but with Roman Reigns, it just feels like you can finally see it, like, fading off. You know, it kind of feels like that last Triple H run, where it's like, all right, Orton's gone. Hey, all you got is Rick now. Batista wants to go up against. I really think we're going to see like every single domino fall until we get to Roman.
I feel like it's kind of the same thing as like Triple H's Run of Terror, except in the difference in those 2 years between the title runs, Roman's just held the belt literally the whole time.
Yeah, he hasn't dropped it to anybody.
No.
But at the same time, I'm fine with Roman holding the belt this long, but, man, I thought Kevin Owens was going to win this match. I came in thinking he was going to win.
There was a possibility.
The match ends. We have this long – shit, how long was it after the match ended? Maybe, like, 15 minutes?
Yeah,
a good
probably.
Little spot.
It was like, a long time.
They definitely put more emphasis on the post-match than the match, even though the match is,
yeah.
the match is pretty
I thought the match was fine. It was probably, like, 10, 12 minutes.
But it ends with the Bloodline, Roman, Paul Heyman especially, and, like, the Usos all, like, trying to really talk up Sammy to just destroy Kevin Owens. They're trying to – there was a spot where Roman's just beating the shit out of Kevin Owens. He grabs his head, and he throws it against the stairs, not once but twice. Did they do it three times?
I think they did it twice. I was hoping not a third time because I couldn't tell.
Oh, my God. It was such a tough spot. And he just slamming his head on the back of these steel steps, brings them in. You know, they're all just – Usos are kicking him in the face. Like, it was just a straight-up mugging. And then it got to the point Owens is tied up in the ropes, and – they give the chair to Sammy. This is kind of like the final thing. Like, hey, and you could even like, I don't know. Like, it was just felt like it was going to be too much. They were beating the shit out of Kevin Owens. And I was like, all right, Sammy, put him down. Put him down like an old dog. And Sammy turned.
Sammy do it.
Finally turned. He smacked Roman right in the back. And like we said, I personally think, I mean, the Edge pop was big, but this was 62,000 or something. Like, and that, I guarantee you, every single one of those people were screaming at the top of their lungs because that was the loudest pop I've heard at a Royal Rumble event.
It was crazy. I honestly didn't think he was – I saw him with the chair behind Roman, and I thought he was just going to drop it and walk out of the ring and they were going to save it. But I'm glad they did. They pulled the trigger because that was – oh, my God. The pop gave me freaking chills. It was nuts.
Luke, what did you think?
It was good. The storytelling is really great. It's top notch.
This is one of the best stories I think WWE's put. And this is what we wanted. This is the definition of long-term storytelling because it was Jimmy. No, Jay.
Jay.
Mm-hmm. Was pretty upset
at the beginning.
Yeah, and he walked out.
Yep.
He walked out. He didn't want to. Yeah, he didn't want to keep going with it. And he was the guy. And Luke brought this up during the stream. Luke was like, "Yeah, he's the guy that like
hated him at the beginning.
He hated Sammy. Yeah, and
he did not like him.
Jimmy was all on his side. And then like a bit of it, Jimmy's super kicking Sammy in the face, or
beating him up,
beating up Kevin Owens. And like Jay was the one that's like, "Yo,
he left.
I'm not doing. Yeah, and that's where I think that's the first domino to fall. I think it's Jay. I think Jimmy's going to be next, and then. By Mania, I think we're just going to have good old Roman and Paul. That's it.
Damn. And Solo. So I don't see Solo.
And Solo. Yeah, Solo probably. Who knows?
Yeah. I did not see Jay walking out. I thought he was going to hate to do it, but knew he had to do it and just start beating the crap out of Sammy.
Yeah.
But he got out. I still think it's going to be like Sammy KO versus the Usos at Mania, but now I'm thinking it might be like Solo and Jimmy defending the belts against those two. Maybe Jay does something. I don't know, because I don't know what they're going to do with Jay now.
Jay did post the day after, he posted on Instagram, run it back, him and Roman.
Honestly, what I think we're probably going to get, if they keep Jimmy in the bloodline, I wouldn't be surprised if we just get like a Matt versus Jeff WrestleMania match where it's just Jimmy versus Jay at WrestleMania. And I'm telling you, that'd be a pretty damn good match, especially if they make it like a street fight or some shit. Like,
and if you remember, Roman's title first started, his reign was against Jay. So
I think, yeah, and it's good for Jay to lead. Jay's always, no offense to Jimmy, Jimmy's good, but Jimmy's definitely the Matt of the two brothers, and Jay's the Jeff, including the DWIs.
I think they both had them, but yeah.
Yeah, true. Yeah, the crowd chanted "Fuck you, Roman." That's always great to hear. We love the positive heat from the crowd. Anytime the crowd's involved at all, that's a positive.
Yeah.
You want me to go through these stats here, Luke?
I just put them on there. You can rip them real quick. I don't know what some of them mean, but I just threw it on there. It's a lot of big shit.
I'll go through it and then we'll go into WrestleMania because I got some ideas. Record-breaking gate, $7.7 million at the gate.
This is for the Rumble, too, by the way.
For the Royal Rumble. Yeah, these are all the stats for the Royal Rumble. Viewership was up 52% from 2022. Merchandise sales up 135% from 2022. Sponsorship is up 200%.
Shout out, Mountain Dew.
2022. Yeah.
Couldn't get enough of that Pitch Black.
100% of that is the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match. We had the largest audience in Royal Rumble history, which, if you have the largest audience and the biggest pop, it kind of goes hand in hand.
Yep.
And then 200-plus video views across all platforms, including the big dog server on Discord, baby.
True.
Other stats, WWE sponsorship revenue for WrestleMania 30 is already 43% higher than it was the entirety of WrestleMania 38 last year. And sponsorship currently stands between 14 to 15 million, which will be a new all-time record for the event. So,
now, think about those stats right there. Think about going back all the way to WrestleMania 1 and comparing that shit.
True.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
And, like, these last, I'd say maybe 5 years, like, think about the lead-up to WrestleMania last year. WrestleMania last year was good, but it's like, this one just feels different. Like, Rhea versus Charlotte feels like it's a pretty damn good match. And then we got the whole Bloodline storylines. Really good. Like, this is
revolving. Unfolding.
This is leading into. If this doesn't, I'd be very sad if this WrestleMania is not a 10 out of 10. Like, if these matches kind of suck, I'm gonna be upset because this could very well be, and I mean this in all accounts, this could very well be the best WrestleMania of all time.
I mean, that's what they say every year, and they do better each year. So that's what the goal is. I said at the end of this pay per view, I think wrestling's back. At least WWE's back.
Yeah, it is.
I really think they are back in general.
Dude, that and like story-wise,
the crowd is like interested in everything.
Yeah.
And it's not like empty seats and shit. It's everybody, every seat is taken. It's crazy how it's back.
Yeah.
True.
It's gone through like some sort of resurgence, it feels like. It's nuts. It does feel like everybody's just like glued to the ring every single show.
Yep.
And like actually interacting to stuff.
That's a good observation too,
is like the crowd. I feel like the crowd's a big indication of
you're doing it right.
These last three papers, like think about Clash at the Castle, think about Royal Rumble, like all these spots,
Survivor Series,
and all these
War Games.
Pops, War Game, all that shit. All those pops were genuine, and all those pops were good. Remember back, what was it? It was like 4 years ago. They were pumping fucking sound into the the arenas to make it like, hey, cheer. Like, I think we're going to get to the point where they just had, like, the old cue cards at the late night shows where it's like applause, like just to get the crowd to do shit. But now it's like all genuine, like 2003 yeah. type Raw shit, you know, where every match is high quality and the storytelling's been great. So WrestleMania matches right now. We got Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley. Any tweaks with these? Anything special you want to see added? Sami Zayn, maybe. Like, what's your guys' thoughts on this, Chandler? Let's start with you.
I honestly do not want either of those matches tempered with at all. I want them to stay exactly how they are. I think they're fine either way. I don't know what's going to happen with Cody and Roman, but that story will tell itself over the next 2 months, and they just need to let them go at it at each other on the mic, just build up this story farther than it already has. I don't want Zayn added. I want him somewhere else with, like, KO. I want him and KO versus Usos for the belts or whatever they're going to do with it. I think that's going to be a solid tag match. It's just, I don't know. I want that. Rhodes deserves it. I want him versus Roman for the belt. I do not want that changed at all. I mean, like, it's not up to me, obviously, but those two matches, I think they are fine how they are.
Luke?
I agree. I don't want them tampered with at all. I don't want to see Sami Zayn in that match. And I definitely don't want to see, what's her name, that was champion Liv. Before Flair. No. Ronda Rousey in that match either. Oh, I hope to God she does not come back and get in that match somehow. Because I could see that happening. I really could.
I didn't even think about that.
Ronda Damn. Rousey getting
you
in
just
that match.
Put it out in the world.
I mean.
You should have said it.
I don't want to see her. So.
I think, honestly, I didn't think about that. If the Usos can get a title run. Another title run with the belts and then them going up against Kevin Owens and Sammy, that'd be kind of cool. But I mean, obviously I gotta zag. That's what I always do. You guys zig, I zag. I gotta go with something different. What if we find a way to make it where Roman loses one belt and then he defends one belt against
That's the goal they're trying to.
I think that's fine. Like, if Roman loses the belt to Sammy, one belt, the Universal Championship,
the SmackDown
to Sammy, or the SmackDown belt, yeah, whatever. Yeah. And then he goes up against
Night
Cody.
Two,
for,
Cody, yeah.
Yeah, or you don't even need to make it two nights.
For
make him lose it. Make him lose it on a Raw. Make it lose, or not Raw, SmackDown. Make him lose it on Elimination Chamber if you want. I don't know. I don't know. Like, I just don't. Sami being champion, I feel like it's kind of warranted at this point. He's got, like, that Daniel Bryan feel to him right now. And I think, and the crowd's up on him. Like, especially after that. So maybe give Sammy a title run with one of the belts, and then you get Roman versus Cody. Everybody wins, and then you can get Sammy versus, you know, we could have Kevin Owens be like, yo, I don't accept your apology. You beat my ass for months. Like, congratulations. You didn't help me either. You waited till after I got my ass beat to help me out. And then you can have Sammy versus Kevin Owens for the other title on night one. And that would be awesome. Like, that's a main event one night, and then night two is Cody versus Roman. I don't know. That's just my thought.
Interview with Sami Zayn and Ariel Helwani. Sami said it best. If he could do what Roman does,
yeah,
he can do the talk show host. He can do the interviews. He can do all that shit. Does he see him as a longtime champion like Roman? No. He sees him. He can go out for a couple months, be champion, do his job, and then drop the title. That's what he sees him as.
Yeah,
and that's the best way to put it with Sami Zayn is he's that type of guy. He's not a Roman. He's not that, like, heavyweight, you know?
Yeah. He gives me, positive, like, pro Dean Ambrose vibes. Like, if Dean Ambrose worked out perfectly, that'd be Sami. Like, because Dean Ambrose is kind of like, all right, he got his title run. Nobody really gave a shit. Like, nobody cared. But, and that, you know, that could be on storytelling. It could be on Dean, whatever. But, like, look at – he goes to AEW. Now John Moxley's a name.
Biggest thing.
He's a household name, and he puts on 10 out of 10 matches. He could have did that in WWE, but it just didn't work. But yeah. Sami Zayn, after that pop, I feel like maybe he's heading towards, like, what Dean Ambrose could have been.
If I were to, like, I know they booked themselves into a corner with him, have both belts, and now they don't want him to. I wish – like, what I would want, because, like, I usually want both world title matches for the men, at least, every year to, like, just be a good, like, rivalry and good match and stuff. But this year I would make an exception just because of what – I wish they would just, like, have Roman like beat up some officials or something like that, and like have Pierce come out, make him like relinquish one of the belts, and then do it immediately, and then just have a big massive tournament in the final between like the last two guys fight for the WWE belt on like night one of Mania or something. Like, no, I don't have to care about them.
Type
or
shit?
Just, yeah, something, but only for like one of the belts. Have the big draw be Roman Cody, and then just like, yeah, there's not going to be really a storyline or a story. You could do that after Mania, though. Just have like a big tournament and have a culmination of like two great like guys on the roster fighting for the biggest prize from this tournament or something. I don't know.
They like, do love showing Adam Pearce lately, so.
Because like, understand. I think he could do it like Kofi and stuff, but I just don't think right now, especially storyline wise, like it's just time for Sammy to hold it.
Yeah. If he can hold one of them, I'm fine with it. But if it's like, hey,
I wouldn't lie. I'd get giddy seeing him holding one of those world titles. I love Sami Zayn.
If it's him holding one, I'm fine with it. But if it's like, hey, it's either Sammy or Cody, I want Cody to have his run. Cody deserves that run more than Sammy does.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, I mean, damn.
Cody reinvented himself, really.
Cody is one of the biggest names right now. Like, and he's the guy that needs to dethrone Roman Reigns, not Sammy. No offense to Sammy.
Well, that's not, like, me. Like, because I like your idea. Because I do want one day to, like, see Sammy win that thing. I do want him to hold it.
It just might not be the time. Yeah, you make sense. That makes sense.
Which maybe, sucks, too.
I like the tag championship. If they could win the belt, too, like if you got the Usos against Kevin and Sammy, make it a ladder match or some shit. Go old school. That would be fucking good.
The only reason I say that is because, like, whatever it was, like 3 years ago or so, like, if Sammy would have been put in Kofi's spot, I'd have the same reaction. I'm just like, they're wanting to put Sami Zayn in the title picture against Daniel Bryan? Oh, hell yeah. But after seeing Kofi's reign and what they just did to him and stuff, I almost don't want Sammy to win that because he doesn't deserve that, and I feel like that's just what they're going to do to his reign.
I mean, as long as he doesn't face Brock.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. WrestleMania Backlash, Sammy versus Roman, 5-minute squash match.
Right. Yeah, it's just like, now Kofi held the belt for like 5-6 months. He had a way longer reign than anyone anticipated. But it's just like the reign was unmemorable, and it was just like, I don't know.
I mean,
like,
winning it was memorable, but...
Right, reign, The reign itself, it was just like...
And then that
like,
match he lost it on was 60 seconds?
Yeah, it was like, I think it was like 6 seconds or something. It was like the Fox... debut premiere since like they signed with Fox on SmackDown, and Brock just comes out and squashed him. I'm like, you're really gonna do him that way?
That's a Vince fucking booking if I've ever
seen. Yeah,
that's why. But, and also I feel like it's gotten better because like Triple H, I feel like I trust him. Like I think at this point he's proven that he's gonna put on the best show. That's why I don't think Charlotte's gonna win at Mania. I think Rhea's got it, and I think Roman's dropping his belt to somebody. It's either gonna be Sammy. I think honestly these next couple months are gonna determine who's gonna get it. You know, between if Sammy can keep this reaction that he's gotten, and say Cody falls off a little bit, which I don't see it happening, but I mean,
never know.
Yeah, true. It's WWE card subject.
I mean, it could be Cody could even win it at Mania, and they just turn on him. You never know.
True.
Like you just don't know.
But yeah, overall, I thought this Royal Rumble was 3.5 out of 5. I love the Royal Rumble. It's one of my favorite events of the year.
I'd say 3.5 as well.
Luke?
3.5, 4. I'll give it 4.
Yeah. That main event might have made it 4.
The women's title match and then like the pitch black didn't kill it enough for me, so I'd give it a solid 3.5. It didn't kill it enough for me.
Yeah.
That's good. But yeah, it was a very entertaining Rumble. I was happy. Elimination Chamber is the next pay-per-view. That's in February. I think the 18th, right?
Yeah, a couple of weeks, 2 weeks.
Wow. Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn is the main event. We already got that confirmed. They're going to have the U.S. title on the line in the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah,
I don't know how I feel about that. Austin Theory, Seth Rollins, Johnny Gargano, and then Bronson Reed all in that Elimination Chamber match.
Two more spots. So yeah. I don't know how they're going to do that, but...
How do we feel about that?
Oh man.
What about Logan Paul? Seth's in there.
Maybe.
Honestly, yeah, I think
they're giving him the matches.
That match
they're
is
giving
built,
him the matches, man.
That
like,
match is built
I,
for him too.
I'm,
like that's
I'm
a
honestly,
test.
Oh man. I honestly would love a Rollins Logan Paul WrestleMania match. I would love that
that's
rivalry.
That's how you build it up more.
Have
him at the Rumble?
Have them start the Elimination Chamber too. Like Rollins and Logan Paul, first two in there. Or some shit. Like, yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool.
Logan Paul in there, slotted?
I'm fine with it. I wouldn't argue it.
I wouldn't either. I like to see what he can do in there.
I honestly just want to keep seeing it. Just because he's an outsider, and like, but I know he's a great athlete, but like that, like, the tag match at Mania last year was like, whatever, that's there. And then Miz was a great guy to like propel him. He did what he needed to. And then the Roman match, I was like, I want to see more of him. Mm-hmm. I want to see more of what he can do. The Rumble is just like spot fest, whatever. Like, that's to be expected. You can't hate on a guy for doing that. That's just what it's for. But like, and then him eliminating Rollins of all people, I was like, dude, they're like, they're pretty.
That's the next best guy he can go up against.
True. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Is.
Like, he is literally the workhorse of the company.
I would love seeing him before Reigns, but I like how it's going too.
I might be getting ahead of myself here, but what if Logan Paul does get entered into this elimination chamber? It's for the U.S. title. What if he wins it?
Oh.
He wins it, and then you got Seth versus Logan Paul at WrestleMania for the U.S. belt.
Or Seth Logan Theory.
Yeah,
Theory did the triple threat with Bobby.
Oh God, that would and honestly triple threat match. Another good spot fest for Logan. Like, that's good.
I remember saying
a damn good match.
I remember saying in the past, I don't know if it was on here or what it was, but like how I wasn't as excited to like potentially see Theory versus Cena, but now that we're getting closer, I kind of really want to see that match still.
Oh. I mean, if like, that happens too, yeah.
I'd be fine if they did Logan and Rollins for the U.S. belt. That's a match. It's not like the world title or nothing. Like put the U.S. belt on it. That can have a belt. Like, it's fine. But say Theory loses it or something, which I could very well see, and then just like have Cena, I don't know, just like have him go after Cena or something. I don't know.
Just keep calling him out like Cena did to Undertaker?
Yeah, like maybe Cena won't be there, but you know he'll be there at Mania and it'll be awesome. Like, because Theory can run his mouth, dude.
Yeah.
Like, he could probably build up 6 weeks of Mania by himself.
He's good. I like him now.
Yeah, like I actually want to see. At first, I was like, I'm not interested in that, but as the months have gone on and I see how
that
much.
SummerSlam match,
they
really
have. Yeah. Like, I just like seeing how much they like believe in Theory now. Like, I believe in him, too. Like, I'm just like, the kid's young. He's just cocky, arrogant.
I didn't like him with Vince, though.
I didn't know. I didn't like that either. I like him way better now on
his
own.
What he's doing now. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they've done a good job with him thus far. I wouldn't mind seeing the match now.
Yeah. We talked about it, like, because I really was curious if Logan Paul could ever hold a belt. And honestly, like, we're kind of talking about it a little bit in this podcast. But after saying it out loud, I feel like that is the best case scenario for him to hold the belt. And if
US
loses,
or IC.
Yeah, and you hold it for a month until Mania and then drop it at Mania, which I hope he drops it to Seth. But if he doesn't, you know, good on him. I would assume that he'd probably lose to Seth. But still, like, I think that's the perfect opportunity to give him the championship.
I like that.
I even see him one day being a world champion years down the line if he keeps doing
this.
Damn.
I said he was like,
if he keeps doing this, like keeps showing up and stuff, and it don't even matter. Like, if he's putting in the work, respects the business, and like can be there for the promos and like the matches, like put in the work and all that stuff, like which he has shown.
That's what he said on the podcast. He respects what they do.
Like, and think about for how long. Like, I think the longest Brock held the title hostage was like 8 months. Like, if we're just going the special attraction route, like, I guarantee Logan would show up and defend it more than him.
True.
So I'd be fine with it, almost. Like, think about how many pay-per-views Roman's missed in this title reign. He's always on SmackDown, but there's been, like, maybe two or three pay-per-views in a row where he didn't defend because the pay-per-view wasn't one of the big four. So it's just, like, I wouldn't be as mad, like, a couple of years down the line when he's more, like, seasoned. Like, just maybe, like, they could do it just to piss everyone off, but they would still have eyes on the product. He would still bring attention.
Yeah. Yeah,
after he gets sued for this crypto scam, maybe he'll need some money and he'll sign with WWE.
I don't think he needs money, but
he might need it after this crypto scam thing hits his ball.
I think he's fine with money there, big dog.
Women's Elimination Chamber. This is the best way to do it. The winner faces Bianca for the other WrestleMania spot. Asuka, Liv Morgan, Nikki Cross, Raquel Rodriguez, I'm guessing. I don't want to put this out in the world, but I'm assuming that Ronda might be. Yeah, she might be in this. She's probably going to be in this.
Yeah.
But out of those four that we know, who do you think, or who would you want to face Bianca?
At Mania?
Mm-hmm.
I have two ways you can go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Out of these two. I think Asuka, obviously, with the little new shit she's doing. And then Raquel, since she kind of has the fans on her side, too. A lot of people like her.
Yeah.
But that's also face versus face. So.
That don't matter anymore. People don't care about that shit anymore, unfortunately. Bad guy versus bad guy, good guy versus good guy.
It's I forgot fun. She was in the chamber. I could see that going either way, too. Personally, I want to... I don't know what they're going to do, like, because how are they going to set up a contender? Like, I think it makes more sense for Bianca to maybe lose the title in the chamber to, like, set up the Mania match, but also she might just win it. But either way, I think I want to see her versus Asuka and her new character at Mania.
I think that'd be cool, too. And honestly, like, no offense to Bianca, Bianca's, I think, maybe, you could say she's won over Charlotte now, and I think it's hard to argue. She's amazing, but her run is definitely getting a little stale. She needs to drop it. I thought she was going to drop it to Bayley. But what about Bayley? Bayley might get added to this match. That makes
I could
sense,
see that. Yeah. And Becky? Bayley,
yeah,
Becky.
Yeah, they could do like
Bayley
those
and Becky.
Two.
That's,
yeah.
I mean, that's better than what I said. Please, God, make that happen. Please, God, make that happen. No Ronda. No Ronda. But yeah, like, if Bayley gets involved, I'd want Bayley. But if Asuka is in this, I don't think Raquel is ready yet. Give it to Asuka. And how about this? Let Asuka have a fucking WrestleMania moment because you took it from her because you gave it to Charlotte instead of when she had her undefeated streak going.
I can't believe that.
You took that from Asuka. Asuka should have kept going with that streak. You did nothing. They squashed her after that, too. Like, that's when she went to, like, I think she went into the tag division after that or some shit. And it was like, what? This girl was undefeated. She had Goldberg-type hype, but actually won for that long. It wasn't made up, you know? Was it week one? She's got 15 wins, and week two, she's got 55. Like, that didn't make no damn sense with Goldberg, but Asuka was actually winning the matches. But yeah, I think Asuka deserves a WrestleMania moment, and Bianca is the, like, they would put on a good match, and it would be one of those matches where we're like, you know, going into it, I didn't expect this to be top two match on the card, but it was, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I can't believe is, I don't know if Mania is like the same day as last year's Mania, but she won it last year from Becky, and by this time Mania comes around, I think she'll hold the Raw Women's Belt for a year.
Wow.
And that's, I mean, also
she never dropped it.
That's also where the Twitter world says that's one of her best matches, too, by the way.
So Which one?
Oh, her and Becky?
Yeah. At the WrestleMania last year.
Yeah.
Oh. I had to go back and look at it.
All right.
I thought it was fine, but, like,
That's not the match that made me say, like, Bianca's... Honestly, when Bianca first won it, I thought, like, she was a little overrated, honestly. She kind of gave me Liv hype, but Bianca's much better in the ring than Liv, as we found out.
But yeah, they say that's like one of her best matches too, by the way. So.
Yeah, God. Don't listen to the people on Twitter. We got special names for the people on Twitter. Neckbeards. okay. I think we're good. We're good on Elimination Chamber. We're good on Royal Rumble. Let's shout out. We gotta have a little moment here. Because we got to shout out all the people that joined in our Discord and on Twitch. A couple people jumped into Twitch to hang out with us. Hopefully next time we get more people on Twitch. You guys got to hang out with us. We're just drinking, having a good time. We did have some technical difficulties, but honestly, I thought a lot more people were going to be complaining, but they weren't. Like, people were really reasonable.
Some were, because obviously they couldn't get in, but we opened more channels up, so we had three going.
After we opened more channels, I didn't see people complaining. Mm-mm. You know, there's been more people complaining that we don't still have it up. And I'm like, what the fuck you want me to do? You want me to stream this now on a Tuesday afternoon for you? But I want to thank every single person that jumped into the Discord. We got 300 people now in the Discord.
300 plus.
300 plus.
And growing.
Active people, too. Everybody's talking in the Discord. So if you were interested in joining our Discord, message us on Instagram. And don't worry. Like, we had so many people message us. And I got to just about everybody except for one or two that seemed kind of creepy. But, yeah, most people, I mean, you message us, you get in the Discord. And, yeah, we are building a wrestling community. But it's been great. Also, check, like, we're going to be doing the AEW pay-per-views, too. So if you guys want to jump in.
Not
and
just WWE.
We're everything. We're AEW and WWE. The only thing we don't do is the weekly shows because, God damn it, I have a family. I got kids. I got my beautiful baby dog. I got to take care of. And I honestly need a break from wrestling every now and then. I can't be streaming that shit 24/7. But we are going to be doing an old school night here soon, aren't we?
That's the plan. We're thinking about doing, since the next pay-per-view's Elimination Chamber, maybe one of the older Elimination Chambers.
Yeah, we can do
throughout all the years. We can get a poll going.
You know what me and Chandler want?
The first one, yeah.
Oh, was that? I don't even really remember that match even being that good.
It was all right. I mean, the end is good.
The end is good, and then you have that memory of 1 month before it goes back to shit. But
Unforgiven, the next pay-per-view.
What about the build-up with Shawn and Undertaker? Shawn comes out underneath.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good one either. Honestly,
for WrestleMania?
A
lot of those older
like
Elimination Chamber pay-per-views are pretty good.
Didn't Edge win? Wasn't that the Elimination Chamber where Cena
won?
He
lost one world title at the beginning
of Revolution or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're talking about the Money in the Bank cash in.
Yeah, but it was called like New Year's Revolution or whatever
it
was.
Yeah. We can throw that in there. Too.
That was a weird ECW year where they had like different pay-per-views. Rob
Van Dam, yeah.
Yeah.
Sabu, yeah, I think.
Honestly, as much shit as we talked on Goldberg, the one with him is actually pretty entertaining because he just runs through everybody. And like he had a couple cool spots. Like,
Chris Jericho, didn't he go through a tube?
Yeah. He was waiting for Triple H to get in the match, and he kicks down the whole fucking thing.
He just did one wind-up kick and just kicked the pod door down.
He kicked the shit out of it, just like he kicked Brett in the neck and ruined his career.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I had to throw that out there.
God, you hate on him, big dog. You're shooting on him. God.
I'm shooting on Goldberg.
Hey, Goldberg, if you want to come in and join the podcast, you can. This guy will quit talking trash on you, but right now he's...
I would nerd out if Goldberg came on here. But what I was saying is that Elimination Chamber is fucking awesome. Like... That was, like, one of the few times that I was really like, damn. I mean, when I was a kid, I loved Goldberg, but, you know, you go back. Sorry. But, I mean, that match was – that's a good match. And it's like – the ending kind of sucked because I thought Goldberg should have won. But, yeah, we could stream that.
Do a poll.
We'll do a poll or something. We're going back to the whole point of me on this little spree here. Thanks, everybody, for joining the Discord. And thank you guys for listening to this podcast.
And we're not done yet. Thank you for joining our following us and growing our TikTok also.
True. We're being
1,000+ followers. JCJ's going live now, streaming My Universe or whatever the shit it is. My Showcase, whatever.
Yeah, that's right. We had a good good matches
first
going
one.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you did you like him? Oh wait, no, you weren't there for it, were you, Chandler?
No, it was just how Luke said it. No, it's been everything's been growing so fast. Everybody's been awesome. It was a great time having everybody in there in the Discord watching when we were streaming and everything, chatting about it, just live chatting right there. It was awesome. It was a great time. It was fun.
Like the 500 viewers on Twitch the one time.
Oh, God. That
was
fucking
flying.
Amazing, dude.
Flying.
That was amazing. But, I mean, it was very similar to that, like, especially during the pay-per-view. People were my phone was blowing up, and that makes me so happy.
Yeah,
like,
it was
the Discord,
awesome.
Like, all those people, like, saying good takes, bad takes. You know, and whatever they were saying, it was just fucking, it was entertaining. And it was a good time. Hopefully we can keep growing this community. Not too much because we don't have that many mods to fucking stream this
stuff.
We'll
get mods, though.
We'll find people. Yeah, we'll find people. But, yeah, overall, thank you, everybody. Yeah, we're able to go live on TikTok now, which is insane. You know?
We had, what did we say, like 140-something at one point?
Oh,
140
yeah.
people?
148, I think, is what I topped out on the TikTok stream.
Wow.
Which, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, we just sit and watch these
matches. But, I mean, it's
simulated
people
matches.
See it. If people want to see it, people want to see it. So.
But, yeah, it was a good time. And, I mean, if you guys are interested in joining the Discord, make sure you message us on Instagram, Facebook, whatever we got. If you can message us, just hop on there, and I will send you the link. And, yeah. You guys know what to do. You ready? It's been a while. You remember?
I remember.
All right, here we go. PWO.
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 P-W-O.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends, and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.